Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to Jefferson County Commissioner's Court meeting for Monday, August 12, 2019. We'll begin our meeting today with an indication led by Commissioner Arnold, followed by the pledge of allegiance led by Commissioner Wheeler.
Please join me in prayer. Dear Heavenly Father, thank you for this day. Thank you for all the blessings that you bestow upon us. We ask a special blessing for the family of a long-term county resident who started a business here, Mr. Jacobs, and we appreciate all that you've done and will do for him. Bless all the folks here today, all of our employees, and give this body the ability to make the right decisions for the right reasons. We ask all these things in your precious name. Amen.
Amen.
Please join me in the silent pledge of allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
We'll begin our agenda a little bit out of order today. County clerk got an F to consider possibly adopt a resolution recommending Ms. Denise Plummer for 13 years of dedicated service to Jefferson County and to the citizens of Jefferson County, wishing her well in her retirement. Is that a motion on that?
So moved.
Commissioner Arnold, seconded by Commissioner Wheeler and Arnold. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The ayes have it unanimously. Ms. Plummer, if you would like to come up to the lectern.
Ms. Goodness.
Ms. Goodness, well. All right. Okay.
I need a microphone.
Yeah, we know.
I never need a microphone.
Resolution reads, whereas Denise Plummer devoted 13 years and 2 months of service to Jefferson County with pride and professionalism. Whereas Denise is a doting mother to Roman and grandmother to Elia, will be embraced by them and will truly lead the boy in the county clerk's office. Whereas Denise began her tenure with the county clerk's office in the archives department and has since been an asset in the elections department, recording and indexing department, and lastly, the probate department until her retirement. She is a highly spirited individual, shares readily with others, sets high goals, and takes pride in her work. She is dependable, knowledgeable, humorous, and very personable. And she dedicated her talents and services as senior deputy clerk in the county clerk's office. And because recognition of her unselfish devotion to common good and welfare of the citizens of Jefferson County, she is met by her friends and co-workers. Now therefore be it resolved that the Commissioner's Court of Jefferson County is hereby honored and commend Denise Plummer for her dedicated service as an employee of Jefferson County, wishing her well in her retirement. Good.
Judge, Commissioners, thank y'all. We're really going to miss Denise. She packs a lot of punch in this little line, let me tell you. She's a powerhouse. And some of you may know Denise is a cancer survivor. She's been a captain for us for our Gift of Life fundraising efforts in the county clerk's office. She's done a wonderful job. We love her. She's family. We're really going to miss her, but we're excited for her to enjoy this next chapter in her life.
I got to work with her in probate court.
Commissioner Cummings.
Yeah.
Nice. Thank you. Well, it's been a great ride. I appreciate you hiring me, and I don't need a microphone, do you?
Yeah.
I do?
Yeah, you pay your time, you know. You don't record it, you can't leave.
I pay, oh, I'm recording. Oh, okay then. Yeah. You might want to play this over. Well, I used to get in trouble, Teresa or Miss Gidry would come down. I always found joy in my day. Tried to have a joyful day. But maybe it was getting in trouble for making everybody laugh too. But do find joy in your days. My mother, who's passed on, we always called her Mother Teresa. I wish I could live up to her name, but Mother Teresa had a quote, and it said, "To always leave a place better than what you found it." And hopefully my service here and my time here with everybody, I've left it better. So thank you. Thank you. weekend then. We're great neighbors, and my cousin Mary.
They meet me like this, and I get the benefit, Katie.
Yeah, I serve them Sunday dinner. And my cousin Mary, and my sister Derek.
Item B is consider approved contract renewal for the Sheriff's Department law enforcement equipment and uniforms. 1032 Supply Bourbon Boone Company, GD Distributors Inc., Gauls LLC, and ICS Jail Supplies for a third additional 1 year renewal from August 19, 2019 to August 18, 2020. Item C is consider approved execute receipt file amendment number 10 to the contract for trash and biomedical waste container services to Jefferson County to add a waste container at Gage Creek at the correctional facility at a cost of $693.25 per container per month, 6 day service a week frequency. Item D is consider approve and execute corrective contract termination release of earnest money for the offer from Clark Schaffner to purchase Jefferson County land on Bitterboat Road, known as Precinct 2 Rock Yard, with $2,500 in earnest money being released by Texas Regional Title Company, for which the corrected amount of $1,500 is to be released to Jefferson County. The corrected amount of $1,000 is to be released to Clark Schaffner. Item E is consider approved discretionary exemption as authorized by local government code section 262.02481. It must be purchased in case of public calamity if it's necessary to make the purchase promptly to relieve the necessity of citizens or to preserve the property of the county. To Brightstar Contracting Inc. for the Erie Street Bridge repair in the amount of $36,000 coming from available capital project. Item F is consider and approve execute receive and file Motorola Services annual agreement for the countywide 800 millihertz radio system in the amount of $1,023,225.40 for the time period September 1st, 2019 to 8/31/2020. This is in accordance with the Houston Galveston area contract. Port security grant will pay for $586,087. The federal share and the local share will be paid for general services with the cost to be shared by all entities in Jefferson, Harden, and Orange County. Item G is consider possibly approve an interdepartmental transfer of 2008 Ford Crown Victoria from the service center to Comfortable Precinct 1 as authorized by local government code section 262.011A. Do I have a motion on those items under purchasing?
So moved.
Second by Commissioner Alford, second by Commissioner Weaver. Any discussion?
Chief, is that a new location? I've never seen that. I mean, it's just a trash can, but it's a monthly reoccurring expense. That's all the reason.
Right. It's to replace the irreparable trash compactor that we own. It's actually going to end up being a reduction in cost to use a dumpster.
So y'all don't want the compactor?
The compactor's in your repair. You can't fix it anymore. It's leaking and rusted out the sides. We tried to repair it once before with new sheet metal, and it's just gotten to the point where it's not repairable. And we own that, but the service to empty that compactor is actually more than what this dumpster's going to cost.
Really? Okay.
Mm-hmm. So we're going to replace it with a dumpster.
Okay.
Good.
Thank you.
Any other discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Yeah, that unanimously. Under County Auditor, item A is consider and approve a budget transfer from Service Center for additional caulking tools and filters in the amount of $1,500. Item B is consider and approve a budget transfer from the jail for the installation of radio tower and repeater in the amount of $13,998. Item C is to vote the from and to on the monies for this jail installation radio tower repeater at the same account.
Watch your money, 60, watch, first one should be 60-35.
The first one should be 60-35.
Which would be capital communication.
Okay. Item C is consider approved by the transfer of Constable Precinct 1 for additional cost for equipment in amount of $250. Item D is consider approved electronic disbursement for $642.82 to Texas Department of Criminal Justice for August insurance reimbursement. Item E is consider an offer, authorize the county judge to execute Texas Safety Program grant agreement between Jefferson County and the state of Texas for the STEP comprehensive program for the period October 1st, 2019 through September 30th, 2020. And item F is regular county bills, check numbers 462140 through 462428. That part comes last under audit.
So moved.
Second by Commissioner Senegal, seconded by Commissioner Arnold. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Yeah, I have unanimously. Under county clerk, we have several items. Item A is consider approve, execute, receive, file the amended order of special election to be held on November 5th, 2019 in Jefferson County. Item B is to consider approve, execute, receive, file joint election agreement and election services contract between Jefferson County and Sabine Pass and the Pittsburgh School District. The election to be held on November 5th, 2019. Item C is considered approved, execute, receive, and file a joint election agreement and election services agreement between Jefferson County and the City of Grove for the election of November 5th, 2019. Item D is considered approved, execute, receive, and file a joint election agreement and election services contract between Jefferson County and the City of Port Neches for the November 5th election. Item E is considered approved, execute, receive, file a joint election agreement and election services contract between Jefferson County and Water District Number 10 for the November 5th, 2019 election. Item F we've covered. Item G is consider possibly approve the appointment of Jeff Roth as a tabulation supervisor, Paul Halevka and Mary Helm as assistant tabulation supervisor for the November 5th, 2019 general and joint election. And item H is consider approve, execute, receive, file joint election agreement, election services contract between Jefferson County and Port Neches Grove ISD for the election to be held on November 5th, 2019. Do I have a motion on those items? Under county clerk.
Moved
by Commissioner Arnold, seconded by Commissioner Wheeler. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The ayes have unanimously. Commissioner Dole will need to stay around because y'all have to sign some of the election matters, two documents. Under county commissioners, we have one item to consider possibly approve and authorize county judge to execute coastal lease from school land board for the use of coastal public land owned by the permanent school fund, BLO identification number C195002 for tract 43 in Sabine Lake, which is right in front of Humphrey Park where the pier is. Do I have a motion on that?
So moved.
Moved by Commissioner Senegal, seconded by Commissioner Wheeler. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The ayes have it. And Hogan once showed up for Denise Plummer, and we did her first.
Yes.
So sorry.
I'm sorry. They're in the office. The reception is in my office.
Oh, sorry. Could we say anything about her just briefly?
Sure.
Okay.
We're going to table the item under district attorney.
Thank you, and I do apologize. I'm Norma Sampson, Regina Rogers, and for those of you that have had the blessing of knowing Denise Plummer and the remarkable efforts that she's made throughout the years as a breast cancer survivor to support our program and many, many grassroots initiatives, we have been deeply touched by her benevolency, her sense of wanting to always give back, particularly as one that has traveled that cancer journey. Denise and I have been friends since we were in junior high, or maybe younger than that. I don't remember well anymore, but she was always and has been a loving person who is so compassionate and has such a wonderful sense of community. And so the gift of life has been blessed that she's been part of our program and initiative. We thank everyone and your office and that has been there, that has made that such a fun many times for some of the different events and holidays to do the fun raffles and to participate with our program. So on behalf of every woman of Gift of Life and the many lives that have been touched by her benevolency, thank you for honoring her. And we will still be part of her life, since I'm sure she will be with yours as well.
And I will only add, Carolyn, thank you for making this possible, because it was through your office and your willingness to allow her to do this that we were able to bring more awareness to the efforts in our community. We've diagnosed 17 women already this year in the first 7 months of the year. 17 women with breast cancer, and they've been navigated. We've done all their diagnostics, paid for everything, and they're at a point where they're either have already had treatment or about to begin treatment. It's a large number. I don't want to say that the numbers are increasing, but on our side, they definitely are. For underserved women who are more vulnerable, are not privy really to a lot of cancer prevention, and don't learn until sometimes it's a little late that they have breast cancer. So thank you, and thank Denise, and thank you, Carolyn, and your office, and all of your staff. You all have been wonderful, and we love you and appreciate you. We were in another meeting. I don't want you to think we were out eating or shopping, because we were not. I wish sometimes we were. Maybe that would be add a little to our day, but we were in a meeting that ran later, and we're sorry that we're late, and we will go see her now and tell her how much we love her and appreciate her. Thank you.
Thank you. And that concludes our regular agenda. I wanted to take a moment and express my appreciation of Mr. Getz, our tax assessor collector. We had an incident occur last week when a taxpayer with a payment agreement that apparently had not abided by it and had significant past due taxes was in the process of auctioning off their equipment and or having a sale of their equipment that would have put the money in their pockets and left the county holding the bag. When she got word about the sale, she went out and got some certificates and enlisted the assistance of Constable Werner and Alan Roberts, his chief deputy, and they went to work. And as a result of what they did, the next day the county got the full $531,000 in taxes, which we would otherwise have been stiffed for. So please accept my appreciation for that work. Commissioners, anything else that you'd like to bring to the attention of the public? There's nothing further on the agenda. All right. Nothing further, then we are adjourned. Thank you very much.